The final phase of the Lauren Street Floodwater Mitigation Project may be approved for funding, but there's one more hurdle to clear before the project will move forward as planned. The Department of Transportation and Infrastructure needs to agree to build a bigger, better abattoir in the Tantramar River. And whether or not they will could be decided in a meeting slated for next week. Englobe engineer Pierre Pluard came to town hall on Tuesday night to update councillors on the state of the project and stress the importance of gaining the cooperation of DTI.
We need to confirm that, and that's because of the abattoir. So the abattoir is owned and maintained by NBDTI, which is the provincial entity that takes care of that abattoir. So that abattoir has been known for many, many years throughout the project that it's undersized. It's way too small. It was built in the 1900s, right? So it's too small to be able to take the water between the tide cycle and evacuate the water. So that abattoir is in need of a major upgrade.
Pluard says that in previous phases of the project, DTI has been receptive to the idea of replacing the abattoir, but the lack of funding meant the planning was delayed. Now that $4 million in federal and provincial funding has been approved, it's become much more important to know what DTI is planning.
It's going to affect how we're going to do the design for the pond number 3, right? So are we being able to discharge in 2023? Is it planned for 2024? So once we know their planning, we'll be able to adjust our design accordingly.
The third phase of the plan includes two more freshwater retention ponds, which will more than double the storage capacity currently in place at the Lauren Street Pond. One is at the Old Picker Quarry, and another, dubbed Pond 3, is behind the community garden on Charles Street, which would be connected by ditches and culverts to a potential new DTI abattoir. Pluard says a meeting is scheduled for July 13th in Sackville with Minister Jill Green of DTI and Minister Gary Crossman of Environment and Climate Change.
On the 13th, I think the plan is will be probably, I think we're going to come here, look at a little bit of the technical information, but not, I mean, we're meeting with the minister, so we'll try to keep it not too technical, but we'll present some of the boards, and I think after that, probably go on site and see the site. So it's an important milestone within this new phase 3 to be able to understand what's the long-term strategy for that abattoir, because it really affects the way that we manage stormwater inland. Right, the abattoir are there to protect, not necessarily to evacuate the water, but we need to make sure that we can let that water go, and that's really being affected by that abattoir.
In the meantime, there are other aspects of the plan that can move forward even before the future of the abattoir is determined. The first of the two new ponds to be built is in the Old Pickard Quarry. That part of the project was originally slated to happen during Phase 2, so the design and permitting is already complete. Pluard told council that as soon as Mount Allison University signs off on selling the land for the project, a tender will go out and the work will be completed over the winter.
It's an important part in the strategy, in the overall strategy, because a lot of the water comes from there. So if we can restrict a good amount of water there, so it helps downstream, right? So that's really high in elevation compared to where we are, and there's limited work to be done. So that's the good news about Quarry Pond, is that the feature is already there. We just need to be able to contain the water, right? So, but the hole and everything is there. We don't have to build the pond per se. We just need to put the infrastructure to be able to retain the water.
The project also includes drainage ditching, which will cross CN rail tracks. Councillor Sabine Dietz asked Pluard if CN would be cost-sharing the replacement of the culverts that protect its tracks, but Pluard told council municipalities are typically on the hook for full costs.
I mean, if it's, can always try, I guess, yeah, if it's something that, you know, we can prepare the letters and so on and so forth, so that if you want us to explore right. That avenue, we can certainly do it.
Yeah, I think it's justified because, I mean, after all, if they're in bad shape, it's their infrastructure and it creates problems for the town. So I think it should be possible to get CN to pay some of this.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
That's Councillor Sabine Dietz speaking with engineer Pierre Pluard of Englobe, formerly Crandall Engineering, the company that is leading the third phase of the Lauren Street Floodwater Mitigation Project. CAO Jamie Burke told council that after the meeting with Ministers Jill Green and Gary Crossman next week, staff would report back to council in a public forum.